We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back, and it's time to play Eagle in an Envelope. Inside this envelope, here's the envelope right here. You can hear it. I'm going to open it up right now, even though I know who's inside of it, Ike. All right, we have a...
And I always wondered why you... Yeah, never mind.
Why we actually put it in an envelope.
Yes. Envelope, yeah.
Well, we take a picture or a video so we know that everybody knows that it's real, and then we Instagram it out, and you should follow us on Instagram, MarkStreetsWIP. We didn't do that today. We will tomorrow. So anyway, in front of me, I have a name of a former Philadelphia Eagle. He played during the 90s. That's your only hint. So when you call in, you ask a yes or no question, and then you get a guess. The first person that gets the correct answer will qualify for this great prize. All right, let's do it. Dante in North Philly. Dante, your question. Dante, hello.
Yes, I'm here. My fault.
Your question, Dante.
I'm at work, y'all. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Your question, Dante.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to Curtis. Bluebell. Curtis, your question, please.
Hey, was he a quarterback?
He was not a quarterback. Your guess.
Oh,
all right, easy. You're out. Seneca, Wilmington. Seneca, your yes or no question, please.
Was he on defense?
He was not on defense.
David Akers?
It is not David Akers. Felix, Roxborough. Felix, your question.
Is the player a running back?
He's not a running back. Your guess. 3 seconds. You're out. Jamar, Abington. Jamar, your question, please.
Is he on the offensive line?
He's not on the offensive line.
It is not Keith Jackson.
Frank in Northeast Philly. Frank, your question.
Is he on special teams?
He's not on special teams. Special teams is not his primary position. I can say that. Your guess.
I don't know. Fred Barnett?
It is not Fred Barnett. Dean, Southampton. Dean.
Yeah. Is he on...
Yeah, is he not a punter? Is he the punter?
He is not a punter.
Brian Westbrook.
It
Bam,
is
close.
Not Brian Westbrook. He didn't play in the...
No.
He didn't. 888-729-9494. Your yes or no question, and then you get one guess at the player. The winner for today qualifies to be an Eagles honorary captain against the Cowboys. I mean, talk about a big game to be on the sidelines.
Playoff game.
Two tickets, two pregame sideline passes. You get one jersey of your choice from the Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field. I mean, this isn't a prize you can go out and just buy. You got to get this from somewhere.
Damn right.
Josh in Delaware. Josh, your question.
Was he a tight end?
He was not a tight end.
Is it Calvin Williams?
It is not Calvin Williams. Dennis in Warminster. Dennis, your question.
Was he a wide receiver?
He was a wide receiver.
How about Urban Fryer?
Was it Irving Fryer? You're damn right it was, Dennis. You qualify.
Yeah.
Nice.
Congratulations, man. So here's what you do get. You get a Jason Kelce designed Eagles t-shirt that glows in the dark. And then you're going to qualify only four qualifiers. So you have a 25% chance, Dennis, to win this great prize. Good luck, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Right,
there he is, Dennis from Worcester. It's a celebration.
It's my favorite part of the segment. I just want somebody to get it right so I can hear this song.
Here it comes. Celebrate good times. Come on. It's celebrate. Come on now. Listen to the beginning of it. It's better at the end because that's really he's really feeling it. All right, we'll play again tomorrow at 5:25 and another time at 5:25 on Friday, and then we will pick. So there you go. Tomorrow, Ike?
Isn't JT from here? Is Cool in the Gang from here?
I don't think so. Everybody else from that era seemed like they were, right?
James Taylor. I thought he was from here. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll give you a little hint.
Who was the lead singer of Cool in the Gang, but wasn't necessarily cool. Cool put the gang together.
Oh, is that right?
Cool was the guitar player.
Oh.
The mustache. Looked like one of them Whispers.
Jersey City.
I was close.
So, yeah, I mean, East Coast.
I don't know how far Jersey City is from here.
It's right across the Holland Tunnel. They had this big shootout yesterday. And it started inside a bodega. A couple police officers lost their life, but it was just it was minutes of just nonstop gunfire. It was crazy. I was driving home last night. I heard about it. So, yeah. Ike.
Yes.
Tomorrow we will. The Eagle in the Envelope will be a player that played during the first decade of the 2000s.
Oh, that's my time. That's during my era.
Well, I mean, so is today, but more in the 2000s. So tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So start studying your rosters, everybody.
I don't really like to call myself a 90s guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the 2000s. You were there.
I was there.
But you were changing the culture. You can't do that as a rookie.
That's true. That's true.
You were a part of the team that changed the Eagles.
Yep.
From my father's Eagle team until my Eagles team.
That's true.
A team that was good enough, but just not quite good enough.
Oh, damn.
All right, so check this out, right?
Yes.
Last night at the Sixers game, Christian Crosby, you know Christian Crosby?
Mm-hmm.
He's you would know him if you saw him. If you're down at the game, he does stuff on the 76ers website, on all their social media accounts. He is like the MC.
It's like I had 100 jobs for the Sixers.
And Christian is as hardworking as they come,
yes,
and a great dude. I love him.
Yep.
So he's the in-arena announcer. So they go up to one guy, and he's from Australia. So he's talking about how he came to watch it or whatever. Jack, you have the sound for it? So I don't know how much you have here. You have the whole thing? No. So he's talking about how he's here from Australia, and he loved the Sixers since he was AI or whatever. And then he ends up popping the question. And you know what we're talking about. He's the guy that asked his girlfriend or whoever to marry him at a sporting event, right? Here's how it sounded last night.
Before we go, why do you love the Sixers?
Wow, what a question. Off the top of my head, I grew up watching Allen Iverson cross people over. That made me fall in love with the 76ers. Last couple of years, me and my little brother back in Sydney, we've been following the process, and look at us now, you know, Ben, Joel, it's championship or nothing. But most of all, I love my beautiful girlfriend, and this couldn't be a better time to ask her if she will be my wife for the rest of my life.
She said yes, silly!
By the way, he is a Rights to Ricky Sanchez listener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Spike.
All the way from Sydney.
I saw Spike. I saw Spike retweet it this morning. That's how I actually saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's coming up at 6 o'clock too. So maybe we'll have the guy on. So where are you? Thumbs up or thumbs down for the stadium proposal?
Thumbs down. Oh man. Jesus. Talk about early 2000s.
Yeah. Do you do the wave right afterwards?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here, man?
So I'll say this, right?
Yeah, I'm thumbs down on the
proposals. If you're doing it because that's really what she would want, then okay. But if you're doing it because that's what you want, then it's totally selfish, right? Like Fritz, for instance. Fritz, I'm surprised Fritz didn't do that because he's totally selfish,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he would have wanted to do. Like Nick Pivetta popping out of a cake and saying Jack wants to marry you. Surprised you didn't do that.
Nah, Jill made it very clear that she would say no if I decided to do anything in public like
right.
that.
Right. It depends on the girl, but I'm with you, Ike, for the most part. If all else is equal, come on, man.
Steve, yeah, I want to say I think I proposed to my wife after we argued.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
After an argument.
Yeah, I think I was like, well, this is probably a good time to go ahead and just.
You're so romantic, Ike. Fritz, what did you do? I was in Las Vegas I was doing a mm-hmm. UFC or some kind of a fight, mm-hmm. and I brought her and her friends out with the intent of asking her somewhere in Las Vegas to do it.
So you did at a public event?
It was
You did it in Vegas?
It was in an ice bar in Mandalay Bay, I think.
Wow. Yes.
I didn't know where I was. I was going to do it in front of the, they have fireworks in Las Vegas on July 4th. I was going to do it in front of there, but I didn't know the layout, how it would look. There was nowhere to go. It's like 130 degrees. So I ended up doing it in an ice bar, and it was actually good. It's actually good. I mean, you were probably, you probably did something cheesy.
Mine was better. I probably did something wrong. I can't even remember the damn argument, quite frankly, but I know it wasn't big.
They all kind of run together.
I probably was in the wrong for something, and I was just like, you know what? This is probably the time you need to go ahead and just, that'll make her happy.
Sure.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yes, it worked.
You were in an argument? And then you decide, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get married.
It was one of those ones I couldn't get out of, right? An argument. Like
20 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost 20 years later. Yeah, you're right.
What did you do, Jack?
Be 18 years in February.
I was waiting where we had our first, our first date was a run. Like, we went on a run together getting ready for sports season. Oh. And I went to where we first met for our first run.
Yeah, actually,
Talk about nailing it. I mean, that's a good one.
I read that on Philly.com featured article.
Yeah, you had to read that all in the air.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that. Yeah, I should have known he did something.
Yeah. That's the only way she's going to marry him if he's like that.
Okay.
Well, he's
a nice fella.
He's a softy. He's a savvy.
Jack's a good dude.
And those are actually, that's good. Those are actually, you're the type that women want to marry.
Yeah.
See, John and I, we're crusty hard. You know what I mean? Thick-headed. We're thick-headed. Yes.
Yes. The problem is when you have a thick-headed spouse like I do.
Right, yeah. We're all thick-headed. Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody.
We'll come back. We'll finish with phone calls, and we'll do the Marks and Reese text line.
Meanwhile, you're taking out full-page ads.
Yeah, really.
It's take out a full-page ad.
No, Cindy
Webster. I was asked to be in it.
Cindy Webster had to do some behind-the-scenes work to get him featured in the Philadelphia Daily News. He was happy. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, back with the calls and the text line right after this.
Hey, there's always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Live NPA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel Sportsbook is the premier mobile sports betting app for a reason. Now, they've made it easy to sign up and deposit. They've got tons of betting markets. And unlike offshore sportsbooks, where you're lucky to get your winnings at all, FanDuel processes your withdrawals quickly and gets you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win within 7 days of signing up. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so they know we sent you. Again, that's a promo code Ike, I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Grand Slam! Chalice of Soul! Wow.
Huh?
It's Ricky Rowe.
Who?
Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
From what?
Yankees games.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what the hell he was saying, but...
He just kind of that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, something told me it had something to do with baseball. Yeah,
it's a DD home run call.
Is that what it was?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we had
the only DD I know other than Gregorius is 7. You know DD 7? No,
no.
It was an '80s infomercial where you spill wine on the floor, you squirt it on there, and it gets the wine out. Yeah, listen, I'm happy. DD Gregorius. They're done, though. You realize that, right? I mean, even if they slip into the luxury tax, they're not, Jack, they're not getting another big contract. Forewarning you. Yeah, no, I get people that are just badgering me right now, being like, what do you mean they're not getting anybody else? Like, they're not getting anybody else.
Making a bet on it?
They weren't in on Gerrit Cole, and they weren't in on Strasburg. They're not doing it.
Well, those are too rich.
Well, that's a different story.
Lunch bet. No, I mean, what are we talking about here?
All right, what about a Chris Bryant trade? You think they're going to do
big.
That?
That would be big.
What's his salary for this year?
Well, it's probably like $18.5 million.
Unless you're trading salary back, no.
Segura?
Ain't happening. Oh, no. And by the way, listen to this. You don't know this, do you?
No.
Jack, and this is true.
I don't know it.
Jack doesn't want me going on the air with it. He's getting text messages from somebody that won't reveal himself. Huh. That's trying to give him information. He showed me the text, and Jack was like, "Who is this?" And he said that he can't reveal who it is.
Yeah, it's really shady. I tried to call it on a line here, and it went straight to like a Google voice number.
So it's a phony number. It's a Google voice number that you can generate where he's getting text messages from some. We don't know who it is.
Yeah, I said, "Who is this?" And he said, "Can't have my name connected to the info. Sorry."
What?
This is real, Ike. This is real.
What the hell is a phony Google?
Google voice, you can have a fake Google number that you can just want to use it.
Let's say that I wanted to harass you by phone. I could go online and create a Google number and call you from that number, and it would come up as a number that wasn't really. It wouldn't be able to. I mean, maybe at the highest level it could be traced, but I mean, where are you tracing?
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, I used to. The old place I used to work, there was this person that would just constantly call from different numbers. And that's how they did it.
Okay.
But yeah,
somebody's giving him tips.
So Jack, are you willing to divulge what they're saying?
Well, apparently one of the top prospects in the organization is being shopped for corner infield help and an elite reliever.
So that would
elite reliever.
So that would signal, because if you to your point, if you want Chris Bryant, you're going to have to shop your top guys.
Yeah,
you're not getting Chris Bryant without giving up one of two players, Spencer Howard or Bohm.
Yep.
So
which one would you give up?
Bohm.
Yeah, I would too.
Hoping Alec Bohm turns into Chris Bryant.
No, I would too. And
you also have to hope that Reese gets better over there.
But you're right. But here's the thing, right? I guess they feel like they got to go for it this year.
I'm telling you, they look like they're in a three-year window right now. That's what it looks
like to me. That's the way they're acting.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're in a three-year window.
Because this team isn't growing. Like, they're growing next year, and they'll be no. Like, they essentially are going to be as good right now as they're going to be.
Yeah,
and you just have to add to it.
Yep.
It wouldn't surprise. See, Jack, I'll say this: it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled off a trade, but like signing another contract.
No, I don't think they're going to do that either. Okay. I don't think they're going to sign Rendon or any. I think it's going to come via a trade.
Okay, well, I would love that.
All right, trade for Mike Trout.
Yes. Yes. Yes, good idea. Good
Mike,
idea. Ike.
Hold on, did Mike abandon us this year?
He was at one of the games because I was there, and I was the only one that was upset in the press box.
It was at the Patriots game, wasn't it?
Yeah where's he been?
You see this team?
Yeah, I guess that's true. he's a front runner.
No, he's
Mike. You call Mike Trout a front runner?
No,
come on, Ike. He follows you on Twitter.
I would never do that.
Oh, that's right. You guys are.
He
buddies.
Does follow me on Twitter.
All right, let's do the Marks and Reese.
I don't think he's ever retweeted one of my tweets though.
Has he liked one?
Is he in the community?
Yeah, years ago. That's how I found out he was following me.
Oh.
Is he in the LTBB community?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, because he's just an Eagle fan. He's not. He's, you know what I mean?
I don't think he's like.
He's in there without being in there is what I'm saying. But he's not an active member.
Yeah, because they're buddies. They're hunting buddies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be in the community. He's in the inside.
Yeah, he's more in than I am.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you think you're in, but people are asking him about the LTBB and let the Bronco buck, and he's like, huh?
Yeah. No, he's not a part of that society.
No, he's not
a part of that society.
He is not.
But just know that the community has infiltrated the NovaCare. Just know that. It's made its way.
Oh, yeah, there's people, the personnel of the Eagles know exactly what's going on.
They know about the community, the LTBB community.
They do.
Yes.
They
yes.
do. Yeah, yes. I mean, Ike's already with national people on ESPN. They're communicating kind of under the radar in tweets. It's very weird what's going on here, Jack. Let's do the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Join Glenn MacDowell and Ray Dininger at the Delaware Park Sportsbook on December 21st for a special book signing of the Eagles Encyclopedia and the Book of Philly Sports List. December 21st, the casino at Delaware Park. It's the text line.
Text line, text line, text line.
Why do we even let Mark celebrate Wednesday, Ike? Paul in Downingtown.
I don't have a choice. I'm here. It's a Wednesday. I don't get to say no. I'm not doing the Wednesday. No.
good point by you before I even had a chance to say anything.
Sorry, but I mean that's the reality
that's
of it.
Good
like,
point by you. Though.
I'm like, I mean, it's you know, it's a Wednesday, right? What am I going to do about it? Quit.
Take off on
yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah, no, I mean, no. I come in, I start the show, I make sure Ike gets to say Happy Wednesday, yes. Brother, and then he
grits his teeth right. And he's ready to go.
Right, and then I start ripping people.
Joe DeCamera is a member of the ESP Giulio Carson Wentz Non-Believers Club. He was irritated about it all midday show long, and it was the centerpiece of the show discussion trying to say he wasn't a Carson hater. We didn't let him get away with it, Ike. Tim in Mercerville.
Damn right, Tim.
I heard Joe.
I heard him, too.
Talking to Ray about
it. No, I'm just saying I heard him. He was trying to say he wasn't a Wentz hater. That was part of the show today. I was listening on the way in.
Yeah,
I didn't get to hear him with Ray.
He asked Ray about, you know, he's like, you know, at halftime I thought they should replace Carson Wentz. It was that sound. Like, listen, you can think whatever you want to.
What did Ray say?
I don't even remember because I think I blacked out after he was asking him about it. But, no, like, listen, Joe reacted like a lot of Eagles fans did out there, which was he's playing so poorly, or at least that's what they thought, that it's time to bench him. Where, I mean, the big picture is that's it's ridiculous. No, Joe's too smart of a sports fan to react like that, unless you maybe do have some Carson Wentz agenda in you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even the Elliott Santelagiglios didn't do that, right?
No. I've sniffed out Joe DeCamera.
Yeah?
Yeah, his application will never be accepted.
Did you hear his response, though, Ike?
No.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Joe's shaken. I think Joe is still shaken by the reaction and then the performance of Carson Wentz. You know, he comes out and he has the game of his career, a lot of people are saying, after
defining,
Joe wanted him to
defining
bench.
Moment.
Yes, exactly. We'll always remember that Giants game. Maybe.
Johnny Marks. You are a man of your word, as evidenced by inking foals on your back. But to say you are unwavering in your opinion is like saying Joe Gigliquido is the biggest Wentz fan in the world. I blew soda out of my nose when he opened with that one today. Tom in Abington.
Yeah, but what did I say?
Who knows?
No, but like, what opinion did I give that I'm unwavering? I don't know. I mean, I've unwavered.
Wait, Tom, just waiting for that.
No, I know. I mean, Tom hasn't called back since I didn't want Tom to never call back again. But like the last time he tried to call in and we left him on hold, I told him I'm not going to you, so hang up. He was going to say the same sorry comment that he always says, to where he's like, no, you're just setting Carson up so you can rip him after they lose. It's like, grow up, man. I get it. You're LTBB. You like Carson Wentz. But some of us can be objective without totally kissing his ass 24/7. And that's me. All right, I'm objective, John.
Who cares if he grows up or not? If he's fun to watch, he's fun to watch. What are you, his girlfriend? Scott in South Philly.
Yeah, he's not fun to watch, though. Was it fun to watch in the playoffs when he was on, you know, when they're losing games? The fun to watch when he's up on that podium saying, oh, I can't have fun playing. I mean, come on. You grow up too, Scott.
Ike, just want to thank you for your brave service to the nation of Philadelphia. Chuckles in Lansdale.
Well, actually,
come on, man.
Last time I was talking to Jack in Delco, he was saying, you know, pass along to me that I appreciate Ike's service. As an Eagle. So, yeah.
You guys are wrong, man.
No, but
you know what they mean.
I do know. I know what they mean. It makes you uncomfortable, too. When people call in and they're really, because, like, I just look at you as Ike Reese. I don't look at you as a former All-Pro Eagle.
That's
which,
all I
which
am
you
is Ike
are.
Reese. No, I'm just Ike Reese.
Yeah, but some people look at you as, like, to the city of Philadelphia, you provided a service for many years, and now you've continued that role on WIP. So it's like, really, you could run for mayor. You get more votes than Howard Eskin. Howard only got 15 write-in votes or something like that, I saw.
It's a big number.
It's not. No, if we campaigned for Ike to get write-in votes, he would have hundreds of them. Howard got 15.
Let Jack be Jack. Hashtag LJBJ. Ryan from Gloucester City.
LJBJ.
LJBJ.
That's not a hashtag I want to start, that's for sure.
Keep it up, folks, with the text line. It has become one of the more anticipating segments of the show.
Yeah, man. We enjoy it.
I enjoy the text line. I do.
Yeah, great job, everybody. So coming up next, you know what's coming up next?
What's that? Oh, Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio.
Rights to Ricky. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark Schulers, Route 3 and 9 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. Tomorrow is the big men's night out. We'll see you then. Huh? Yeah, exactly. Rights to Ricky's coming up next. Spike knows, or the listener that proposed last night is a Rights to Ricky listener, so maybe he'll be listening. But lot to talk about. And listen, you know, Spike's our boss, but I'm not talking about boss Spike. I'm talking about radio host Spike.
I'm Spike Eskin.
Man, he's an apologist for Joel Embiid. He gets his violin and he plays the, oh, well, you know, all the injuries and everything else. Imagine being that. I mean, that's what he did a couple weeks ago talking about. He was telling us. And I'm like, come on.
So pathetic.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
So that's coming up
damn
next.
Act together.
And then Julio takes you for the rest of the evening. We're back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night, team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.